This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Shailen Simmons, the CEO of LogicMark, a company providing smart care technology and emergency systems. LogicMark offers two-way communication devices for emergencies, helping to give caregivers peace of mind and their loved ones the independence that they deserve. And Shailen, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Eric.
Shailen, certainly our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So to kick things off, statistics tell us that our aging population here in the U.S. is growing rapidly, as well as in other parts of the world. As a CEO focused on the care economy, can you explain what the care economy is and why should we be thinking about it as our population ages?
Absolutely. Well, the care economy is a fairly expansive one. It covers not just taking care of our children, which is much of what we think about in terms of care economy, but also as for most of us actually entering the sandwich generation, it's about caring for our elderly. And that's very crucial because 10,000 people are turning 65 and over every day. And by 2030, more than 23% of the American population will be 65 and over.
By those numbers, that is a large aging population for sure, 23%. Now, you've worked for many of the top tech companies through the years. Why did you feel that the care economy was falling behind?
Well, Eric, like a lot of us, I grew up watching those TV shows or advertising that says that had, I've fallen, I can't get up. And the reality of this is that the technology for falls and for caring for our elderly have remained in that era, right? And I don't think I'm quite the young chicken anymore. And so, but yet that technology has stayed in the 80s. And so as technology companies evolve to bring us many wonderful things to help us, live better and communicate better in the world, we haven't seen that particular industry evolve the technology. So many of the elderly people are still wearing what is the equivalent of a, walkie-talkie, a fairly large-sized one around their necks to keep them connected to healthcare providers and people they love.
We certainly do appreciate your recognizing the need and the economy falling behind the care economy that is. Now, when you talk about bringing care technologies up to speed, what do you take into consideration when thinking about how to develop technologies to best serve today's seniors?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, when we think about sort of what these technology have been, it's literally the push of a button allows you to connect to some folks who are on a monitor center, and that technology hasn't evolved at all. But think about what we could be doing around things like fall detection. Today, if you sit down too quickly or you tilt a little bit when you're sitting down too quickly, the system automatically says, "Hey, are you okay?" It's very embarrassing if it goes off in a loud restaurant. We could do better around eliminating false positives, better understand, whether or not somebody with a speed or sort of sit down is actually sitting down versus falling, right? And we haven't evolved that via things like machine learning or AI, and we haven't learned patterns of recognition of whether or not something is most likely not a fall or it could be a fall. And so because we haven't done that, that means that the technology has remained the same, and it's something that could be very embarrassing for people to wear, and that means oftentimes they don't want to wear it, which is a detriment to them when they really need the help the most. So I do think that we can apply more ML, AI to this particular industry and help us help seniors communicate better and to reach out to healthcare providers faster.
Technology can really aid us in a lot of things, but the care economy is certainly a fantastic way for technology to kick into action for sure. And thank you for what you're doing through LogicMark. Today, we're speaking with Shailen Simmons, the CEO of LogicMark, a company providing smart care technology and emergency systems. LogicMark offers two-way communication devices for emergencies, helping to give caregivers peace of mind and their loved ones the independence that they deserve. And Shailen's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, turning to caregivers, today we talk about the sandwich generation of people who are taking care of their parents and their children, many of whom are also working full-time. If you would talk about your own experience as a caregiver and what the kinds of technology you've described would mean to you.
Absolutely. I really came into this industry after coming out of, you know, a lot of what would be considered bleeding edge technology, such as connected cars and so forth, because, you know, my own experience as a caretaker, I'm a sandwich generation person. That's one in four millennials, and more than half of the Gen Xers out there are the sandwich generation folks. That means we're watching and caring for our young ones, but also our parents are aging, and we really need to sort of better help them as well and help take care of their needs. And so my own experience sort of came about when my mother-in-law was coming to visit, and this was right after the passing of my wonderful father-in-law, and she was, you know, hanging out at a home until she gets to a retirement community, 2-acre home by herself. And so wearing one of these devices, she was completely embarrassed when she sat down a little bit too quickly and immediately went off and said, "Mrs. Becker, are you okay? Have you fallen?" And this is in a very busy and crowded restaurant. And I could tell she was embarrassed. And, you know, I kept thinking, we can do better than this. I mean, we can know that this was not a fall. But why isn't the technology evolved? And so when we think about sort of, you know, having something like this, we start thinking about what else can we have that could actually help take care of a loved one that may be remote, for example. The more and more time that I spend as a CEO at caretaker forums, I find that there's a lot of us who find ourselves suddenly in a situation where our parents, you know, need help. And we are scrambling to look for information, and the technology doesn't exist to give us a seamless experience in helping them, you know, take care of their health, or perhaps actually give them access to, give us access to help them on a financial side and take care of their financial issues, or help them sort of remind them of taking pills. And so all of those things exist, but you have to actually aggregate them together, and it's often very challenging to do those things in piecemeal, and that data doesn't speak to each other to give us a broader sense of what it means to help our loved ones, you know, better take care of their health, for example, or better take care of their financial needs. And so this sort of lack of integration of technology is one thing that we're really, really concerned about at LogicMark. It's something that we're really hoping to address in the future.
Awesome information on your response to that question. Much appreciated and helpful as well. Now, as we know, technology can be expensive. With so many elderly Americans living in poverty, how do we ensure that they and their caregivers have access to the technologies that they do need?
You know, I think that that's absolutely true. You know, we live in a world today where an iPhone costs over $1,000. And so, you know, there's a lot of senior and elderly Americans who are living in poverty or on fixed income. And, you know, this is one of those areas where we really need to do better. And I'm very proud of LogicMark. We have a history of being an innovator in this particular category space, especially for keeping technology inexpensive for something that's such an important need. We haven't really talked about, you know, what these devices really do and help people with, right? They're basically meant to actually make available for the elderly Americans out there to get help within what's called the golden hour, right? It means that if you can actually get somebody to help you when you had a fall, you know, your health outcomes could actually be better if you actually get help within that hour. So oftentimes people fall and they didn't get found like basically until hours later. And that produces a worse sort of health outcome for them. And so I feel like this is the type of technology that we should all have the opportunity to sort of have access to regardless of the income that you have. And I'm very proud that LogicMark was one of the first to create a product like this that didn't require a monthly subscription. So you buy the product and it basically will work for you and help you dial to 911 and get help immediately when you need it without actually having to basically choose between medication that you might need on a monthly basis or paying for the service that may be sort of a monthly recurring billing for you. And so we think that, you know, having a broad portfolio of technology, both sort of connected, that requires a monthly fee, that gets you sort of different type of experiences, as well as having technology that really is low cost, that'll get you to a health provider immediately, is absolutely necessary. And we're proud to basically have a portfolio that allows us to basically offer these technology that could be expensive for a very, very low price to most elderly Americans.
Well, that's certainly right there is some fabulous news right there to the listeners as well. As we conclude today, Shailen, for those of our listeners who find themselves in caregiving roles or who are also members of the sandwich generation, what advice can you give about how to manage a myriad of responsibilities that they face?
First and foremost, you're not alone. You're one in four millennials and more than half of Gen Xers out there who are actually helping to caretake. And so there are a tremendous amount of sort of resources out there for you to sort of reach out to and get help from. You know, there are companies like ourselves who are basically providing technology that basically helps you to, you know, get your loved ones connected and get them to be connected to the healthcare providers that they need, but also tap into organizations like the Veterans Administration. We have been proud providers of these personal emergency response systems or medical alert products to the Veterans Administration in the United States, which is the largest healthcare network in the U.S. Right. And so if you have a loved one who's a veteran, for example, you could tap into the Veterans Administration and these devices can actually be free for your loved ones. And so nothing out of pocket for you because they are, you know, part of that sort of opportunity. And so reach into your health network, reach into your doctors and reach into your social workers to basically get the feedback you need and understand that you can actually be connected to other healthcare providers. You're not alone. One in four of us, more than half of us, are actually facing the same issues, and the resources are out there online to help you get the devices you need, to give you the answers that you might need in terms of being able to pull together all of the technology and all of the resources you need to basically help your loved one age gracefully in place, or perhaps help them move on to the next sort of living, you know, environment that they need to be in. So I think the biggest challenge for a lot of folks who are listeners out there is that it feels very much alone when suddenly you find yourself helping your, you know, your loved ones and often your elder loved ones who have always been taking care of you. And that role reversal could be very shocking. And so, but again, not alone. And there's a myriad of resources out there, including the Veterans Administration for Vets, as well as organizations like companies like ours who provide this type of technology.
Shailen, thanks again for your visit on behalf of LogicMark, and we really appreciate all you do in this space as well and for the insight shared here today on the program. If listeners wanted to tap into LogicMark or to get further details, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, absolutely. You can find us at www.logicmark.com. You can find us also on social, on Twitter, as well as Facebook.
And of course, as always, listeners, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to further be of convenience to you as well. Shailen, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciated your time with us on the program.
Thank you so much for your time as well, Eric.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Shailen Simmons, the CEO of LogicMark, a company providing smart care technology and emergency systems. LogicMark offers two-way communication devices for emergencies, helping to give caregivers peace of mind and their loved ones the independence that they deserve. And for all the details, visit logicmark.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.